Please hold while I try to connect you.
Craigan?
Oh, hi, Thomas. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, good. Wow. Been waiting to hear from you guys.
Oh, good. I'm happy that I reached out. Was it about the payment? Because we're having trouble processing it.
Well, it was actually about service. I mean, I'm not getting any calls now. And I haven't for about a month. Just want to see what's up with that.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So.
I am aware of the missed payment. Can maybe make it today or tomorrow.
Yes.
But
okay.
I'm not getting anything. And it's crazy. Cause, you know, I used to get at least one or two, three a month and they're great leads. So.
Yeah. I'm going to ask James because I don't think anything should have changed on it, but he's in the verification department. So let me just send him a message real quick and see if he'll respond and let me know if something's going on with your account. You know what I mean? So the good thing is once the payment's up to speed later today or tomorrow, I'll put a note in here also just to be, you know, triply safe. For the technicians to do a complete performance check on your account, and if there's any updates that would help you behind the scenes, I'll have you perform them. So, but I just want to see, you know, because the verification department can look at it real quick and see if anything's going on. I do know the account's been in suspension because of the payment since the 5th, but today's only the 9th, and so that shouldn't be affecting you, you know, too dramatically, you know.
No. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to even get robocalls. At least I got robocalls. I don't even get those.
Oh. Oh. So maybe we should check on the call tracking number. Let me take a look, because we had a call tracking number on there for you, and maybe there's something going on with that if the robocalls are falling off. I'm gonna look first at the Google listing. Okay, so we have the, I'm gonna let you know once they get back to me too. I'm just sending them a note and then, okay. I'm just going to tell them it says in the dashboard.
Yeah, tell them I'm looking forward to robocalls.
No. That's funny.
Yeah, you got to keep a sense of humor around here.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to call the call tracking number right now from my cell phone and just see what happens. So tell me if your other line starts ringing.
Okay. I don't know what number you called, but
Legend Contractors LLC.
Okay, I hear that.
Press 1 if you are a new client.
I'll just press 1 for a new client and see.
Okay, it's going through.
That is okay. So if we know the call tracking number is still working. So I think the only last step is to have them do those performance updates on the account once it gets up to speed. So I want you to know that when an account goes into suspension, everything stays active. It's just that there isn't any active programming taking place. So, you know, it's only been 4 days. I don't think that should be affecting you dramatically. But, you know, it is a possibility that, you know, there could have been a major algorithm update that happened with Google on the 6th, and then we didn't get to update that on your account because of the payment, you know? So, but that wouldn't be affecting you for a whole month. That would just be affecting you for a couple of days. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you have a way of seeing actual leads I do get. Do you have a way of doing that, or you do? Okay.
It says a call came in yesterday. On May 5th, that's Monday, from Port Angeles, Washington, through the call tracking number. It was a 10-second call, so it could be that they got your voicemail and just hung up. Maybe they didn't leave a message, but I can give you the number if you wanted to follow up.
Sure. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, it's 360-207-5029. And then prior to that,
207-5029.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And like I said, I think they got your voicemail and just hung up. So yeah, maybe follow up with that one. Then before that, it was April 24th that came through in the form of a website lead. Jordan Bissar from 11890 Yellow Iris Way. That one says, let me open it. Hello, I have several buyers that are interested in purchasing. That's probably a scam. Yeah, I would. Yeah, don't call that one.
I do get those. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And then, okay. No, this one. There's one that came from Vancouver, but it says spam on it. But the other one under it came from Vancouver, and that one says it wasn't spam, and that was a 27-second call. So maybe they got your voicemail and left a message. That was on April 9th. So I think what I'll do is I'll still, you know, just to be safe, have the technicians do the performance check so that, you know, we can, you know, make sure that there isn't anything, you know, that's dramatic that's being missed. Also, let's see here. Oh, good. Okay. They're making weekly posts for you. So that's good. I was going to say maybe we'll ramp that up to twice a week just to, you know, make it a little bit more relevant. So, but weekly posts also will help you. The only other thing that could be affecting is if somebody went on and blasted you and started giving you some 1-star ratings. I don't think that's the case, but sometimes that will affect your conversion. So let's see here. Yeah, I just want to look at it one more time. I know that sometimes people put a bad review out there and it's not even for the right company. People will say, I didn't even do work. I don't know who that is, you know. So it's just crazy how things work with the internet, you know. And I always say people will sit behind a keyboard and say nasty things that they'd never say to your face. Oh, no, perfect. You still have 6 impeccable 5-star reviews. There's nothing new that's, you know, along the lines of a bad review. So that we've ruled that out, which is good. So, the technician said that the portal account isn't syncing with our back office due to the credit card being declined. So that's just an internal problem. So
that's a temporary thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's because of the non-payment, right?
Yeah. But that's just between our back office and the Google listing. So it's just not syncing. But other than that, everything on the Google listing is okay, including your reviews, which I'm happy. So, let me ask you this, just because we're closed on Saturday and Sunday, the payment for today or tomorrow, we have a MasterCard ending in 7857 and it's saying issue generated error. So, is that the card you want to use or do you want me to update the card to process maybe later today or tomorrow?
Let me go grab my wallet and see which card is best.
Okay, no problem.
I'll be right back.
Okay, sure.
Oops. Are you still there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, I hit a button on my...
I was going to say, you thought we got cut off. No, you did good. You didn't hit the right button. You hit the wrong button, and that means I'm still here.
That is a legitimate, that's a good card number.
Okay, so do me a favor. Does it still have the 2 of 29 expiration? Because this error might be that it has a new expiration.
Let me see. That's correct.
And then 444 on the back, right?
That's correct.
And then the billing address is still the 816, is it Cogian Avenue?
Yes.
Okay, so that all matches. Okay, so I wonder why it says issuer generated error. It's so strange because usually that means something's wrong with the card. But let's see here. I'm just looking at last month.
Oh, well, I know what. Yeah. So it might be my bank.
Maybe when Local Splash tries to process it, because we're out of state, maybe your bank wants you to approve it or something, and maybe you just have to log on and just say it's okay, and we could put it through.
I'm thinking, I mean, they don't really do that unless it's out of country. They have done that for an out of country purchase.
What? My bank does it to me randomly. One time I was at the Restaurant Depot buying $500 worth of food for my daughter's graduation party, and I was so angry because when I tried to pay, my card declined, and I had to call the bank and authorize it, and I was so mad. I was like, hey, it's my money. I should be able to do what I want with it. You shouldn't be able to tell me when I can and cannot buy $500 worth of food, But then I thought at the end of the day, I shouldn't be angry because they're trying to protect me. It was something unusual. I didn't have a habit of spending $500 at Restaurant Depot, So I think they were just being extra cautious on it. And, the second time it happened to me was when I was purchasing furniture. Same thing. The card was declining and it was like $1,500 and I was so upset about it. But I'm like, at the end of the day, it should be okay. So.
Okay. Well, anyway, hey, maybe you could put on your salesman hat. I'm kind of wanting to know what I can do to increase my quality of lead. I mean,
okay.
the current budget we're at is probably in your eyes not that high. To us it is, but what if we were to go even higher, like up to 1,000 a month? Would we be able to be more in line with higher job values, like full remodels?
So if you go up to 1,000 a month, you get more real estate on the first page. And what I mean by that is with the $300 budget, right, we set a daily cap at somewhere around $9 a day. And that's so that $300 would stretch throughout the month and you never get an unexpected bill because we put a cap on it, right? So each morning, your ads go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it, right? Mm-hmm. But once people click on it, you would rotate off and somebody else rotates on. Okay, that's how that works. And, again, that's a good thing to prevent you from getting an unexpected bill, right? So with a budget of $1,000, rather than, having a $9 a day cap, you'd have a $30 a day cap. So your ad would stay up there longer before it rotates off. But the downside to the ads, and you've probably already experienced this, is you have to pay per click, even if it's somebody clicking on it trying to sell you something, right? Or a competing company trying to drive your bill up or a potential client. So there's a brand new program that Google rolled out about May of last year. And I want to check and see if it's available in your area because I think you would love it. It's called Google Guaranteed. Have you heard of that program?
No.
Okay, so let me see if it's available, and if it is, I can tell you how it would work. I think your $1,000 would go much better, or the extra $700 that you'd pay would go much better with that program. It's a pay-per-lead program, and the reason it's called Google Guaranteed is that you have to pass a background check, so you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Yeah, I think I had to do that to just join up with you, so.
Well, not necessarily. Sometimes
I remember having to do it for Google or someone. I don't know.
Yeah, you have to do a video verification and show your license.
Oh.
So that's all normal with the Google business page. With this,
okay.
It's a third party, like Evident ID or Pinkerton, that would be in contact with you, and they would be checking, and they even check for felonies and misdemeanors and the whole nine yards. So the reason they're so stringent on the background check is that once you pass the background check, they're going to guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. So let's say that you have a disgruntled client somewhere down the road that you did a ton of work for, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, they're asking for their money back. If that's a valid claim, Google would get involved, and you would have, $2,000 that would be refunded to them on your behalf, okay?
Nope.
Now,
okay.
How it works with that section is, I don't know if, you wanted to look right now, you could put in contractor near me or remodel, okay? It is available in your area, by the way, but what you'll see is a couple of companies at the very top that have a green check mark next to their name, and they actually say Google Guaranteed. So those are the ones that have already passed the background check. So what we do is the only thing we charge for you to participate in the program is the one-time application fee so that you would pass the background check, and that's $250.
Mm-hmm.
That process takes approximately 4 to 8 weeks. Now, because it's still a newer program, we're knocking them out closer to the 4-week mark. Once the background check is approved, it's a pay-per-lead program. So we have a department that monitors it, and you wouldn't get charged if it was someone looking for a job or if it was a lead 150 miles away or in an incorrect category. You would only get charged if it was a valid lead looking to hire you. And the cost per lead is $76. And in order to activate it, and that wouldn't be today, that would be 4 to 8 weeks down the road whenever you pass the background check, they would want to collect 13 leads for the month, which would be $991. So when you pass the background check, they would call you, they'd say, congratulations, everything looks good, we're going to activate the budget, is that okay? And then once you approve it and they charge that $991, they turn the leads on right away, and you start getting them. And you can target wherever you want with them within a 50-mile radius. So, if there's like a Beverly Hills type area that's, 25 minutes away, you can be strategic and say, hey, I want these Google Guaranteed ads to run in these specific areas, okay?
Yep.
Now, you don't have to pay $991 each month. It works, that $991 works like an escrow account. So let's say that there's a month that you only take on 5 leads. So the next month, you would just pay 76 times 5 to kind of replenish that bucket. So, that's how it works. And I think that you'd really love it, and it would do a lot better for you than adding, $1,000 worth of Google paid ads. You know what I mean? Because then essentially you'd have 3 spotlight positions on the first page. You'd be Google guaranteed at the top with the green check mark next to your name. You'd also be in the sponsored ads, which is your pay-per-click campaign, and you'd be in the local maps, which is our local SEO package. So, I think that would be a great way for you to go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You don't maybe need to know, but we got a really good lead. I have Angie. I hate to say it was from Angie, but I'll just say what it was. It was ended up being a full remodel for about $300,000.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, I just have to get it. But with that said, it would definitely elevate the status of our company to a new level.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of want to, that's the level I want to really operate at. So it would easily allow us to increase our budget and, you know, just take a more, what do you call it, tuna fishing approach to, you know, elephant hunting, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I mean, something like that would be worth increasing your budget for, you know. You might even do both.
Yeah, keep the small ones coming in and, yeah. Is that what you meant?
Yeah, exactly. You might be able to, no, but I meant you might be able to do both, like do a higher budget on the paid ads and do the Google guaranteed, you know?
Oh, okay, yeah. You know, and I got to be honest, I kind of lost part of where you went with all that.
Okay.
What I'm getting out of it is, you know, there's a $250 background check, and then once that passes, there's a $900 some odd for, I don't know, getting on board with the Google.
For 13 leads. Yeah, that would be for 13 leads. And then the next month, you would just replenish the leads that you took. So you wouldn't be, you know, necessarily taking on, because let's say the very first lead, you get a big remodel that's going to take you 6 weeks, right? So you're not probably going to want to take more leads, and you turn it off. So the next month, you just pay the $76 to replenish the one lead that you took, right? But if you grow your business and you get more crews and you want to take on 13 leads in a month, then by all means you can. And then they would just charge you for the leads that you're taking each month. But I'll send you an email on it just so that you can kind of have a visual and you can see a little bit more about what those companies would look like and what your company would look like once you pass the background check. And then for right now, do you want to make any changes and do, you know, more Google ads or do the application fee so that we get it started? Or do you want to look at the email and kind of think about it first and then we can, you know, upgrade you maybe sometime next week?
Oh, okay. Yeah, it'd be email first, then get the bloody job. I mean, it's a great job. You wouldn't believe it. I don't know where you're located, but this, are you in the California area or what?
Yeah, we're in Southern California. Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Well, this is a gorgeous house on the water facing towards Seattle in the mountains.
Wow.
And this was their summer home. And it's got four bathrooms, you know, five bedrooms, whatever. It was their getaway place, but they had flooding, so big damage.
So, you said if you get the job, are they still shopping around? I hope not.
I don't know. My next call is to them.
Oh, I would, yeah, I would definitely call them and try to probe a little bit as to what the holdup is, because I had a guy the other day. It wasn't a $300,000 remodel, but he was so upset because he said, you know, I lost a job through Angie's for a lower bid. And he's like, do you know how much the lower bid was? And I'm like, no. He's like, $100. He's like, I would have paid the $100, you know. He's like, I would have gone down $200, you know. So I was like, yeah. So, you know, try to probe and just ask like, hey, you know, I know that, you know, this is your summer home and, you know, probably for you, summer's around the corner and the sooner the better. So do you mind if I ask, you know, what's causing a little bit of hesitation, and then just be quiet and try to listen to them and see what they say, because they might be shopping around and, you know, I want you to land that.
They're homeless. Yeah. No, they sold their other home too for about $2 million.
Wow.
So
they're
homeless.
Oh, okay.
They're living in a hotel in Bellevue, Washington, which is like the Beverly Hills of our area.
Yeah,
so it's just, come on. I just got to – so I don't know. Usually it comes down to who they like and not necessarily the price.
Right.
You know? So I'm going to call them right away.
Yeah, I know. It's with people, but you never know, because sometimes those bougie people are bougie for a reason, because they're very smart with their money too, you know? Sometimes people think, oh, they don't care. They're not going to be a nickel and dimer. They have millions of dollars, but you know, it's always good to at least get in contact and kind of feel them out. Maybe it's not even that. Maybe it's something else. Maybe they're like, oh, the holdup is we don't know if we're going to need permits or something stupid like that that you could help them with, you know? But, you know, just try to, see what the issue is, because that way, you know, and then in doing so, you build more rapport with them anyway. They'll be like, wow, we really like Tom. He followed up with us and, you know, we think we're going to, you know, move forward on it, you know? So, which is good. So, but okay, I put some notes in here. So you think today or tomorrow it'll be good, or do you want to log on to your credit card and see if they're sending you something for you to authorize this so that I could try it again?
Oh, no, I know what it is. It's lack of funds. So I'll do
both.
Oh,
it's just lack of funds. Okay.
Yeah, no, well, no. Yeah. I mean, I'll reach out to them too, because if you're getting that weird error, it might be double, might be both things. So
yeah, it's an issuer. Yeah, because normally if it's funds, it'll tell us insufficient funds. But what I'll do then is the system tries to process it once daily. It already tried early this morning, so I don't think it's going to try
Okay. Yeah. What's the amount?
It's $449 flat.
Okay.
And then it'll try to process it again once tomorrow and once Sunday. So when I come in on Monday morning, I'll come back and check your account. It should be good to go by then. But if not, I'll follow up with you then, okay?
Yeah, please do anyway. Just want to get this going again.
Yeah, and also, anyhow, that error that we were getting that it wasn't syncing with our back office, that's already been fixed. The one technician was sending me a screenshot. What's the problem? And there wasn't a problem on her screenshot. And I told her, wow, it's already been fixed. So that's good. So James in our verification department already fixed that error. So on Monday, I'm going to make sure that they ramp up the weekly posts and do the performance checks for you. And then my phone number is on the bottom of that email that I sent you that says Google Guaranteed. So if you have any questions or if anything changes in the meantime, feel free to call me, okay?
Okay, yeah. Tina, how do you pronounce your last name?
It's Tongafao. My husband's Samoan, so that's where I got that crazy name. Yeah. But if you ever need me, you just put in that 777, you know, 777 when you call, and it'll ring directly to my desk.
Okay. Roger that.
Okay.
Thank you, Gina.
All right. You're welcome. And then I'll probably put a note in here for maybe next week Friday to call you, and we can follow up on more ads or adding the Google Guaranteed or, you know, different options for you, okay?
Good. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Well, have a very lovely weekend.
You too. Bye for now.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.